Fort Grant was not a battle that was won by looking at the numbers of deaths. Over many days of fighting, the Battle of New Orleans was one of the final moves in the line of strategic moves made both by the North and the South to control the Mississippi Valley. The Union wanted to control the Mississippi Valley because it would split the Confederacy in half and cut off the flow of supplies to the Confederate soldiers. The Confederate needed to protect the ports to maintain the flow of supplies that was desperately needed to the soldiers. The following events lead up to the surrender of New Orleans. Early in 1862, Grant, with the support of a fleet of ironclad ships, succeeded in capturing Fort Henry, Tennessee, on the Tennessee River. Later, Fort Donelson, Tennessee, on the Cumberland River, along with about 16,000 Confederate troops. The way was clear to sweep down the Mississippi. Meanwhile, west of the river, Union troops defeated a Confederate force at Pea Ridge, Arkansas. March 6 through 18, consoling Union control of Missouri, falling back from its position around Nashville, Tennessee. The Confederate Army in northern Tennessee retreated south toward Mississippi, where it tried to establish a new line of defense, hoping to destroy Grant's army before the reinforcements arrived. A Confederate force under Beauregard and General Albert S. Johnson staged a nearly successful surprise attack on April 6. The Union troops pushed the Confederates back into Mississippi on May 1. Union troops under General Benjamin F. Butler moved into the Confederate's largest city and principal port.
The city of New Orleans was ordered to surrender on April 28, 1862, by the Union officer David G. Farragut. On May 4, General Benjamin Franklin Butler took over the city. This location was important as the Union had taken over of Fort Jackson in State Philip, near the mouth of Mississippi River. On April 24th, the surrender of New Orleans meant the Union had control of the largest city of the main port along the Mississippi River. By early June, Union troops had overrun most of the Mississippi as south as Memphis, Tennessee.